Okay, so the first speaker is Emil from Canonical, and he'll be talking about RISC-V hardware, where we're at. Welcome.
Thank you. All right, yeah, so I thought I'll start out the day by a not so technical talk, but just like introducing you to what hardware can we actually buy right now. As Björn said, I'm Emil. I'm a kernel engineer at Canonical, and I do the RISC-V kernels for Ubuntu. So in order to understand this landscape of what hardware we can buy, I think it's important to understand three concepts. The first is the core. That's the actual logic that looks at the RISC-V instructions and sort of runs your program. There's the SoC, that's the chip you need. That's a physical thing, you know, the SAND that can compute. And then the board is the green plate that you also need. So let me just go through these and talk a bit about what I mean. So the core, usually written in Verilog, it's kind of like programming, but also not. It's a design, not a program. You can see example of a bit of Verilog at the side there. So that's a piece of logic that runs your code. And this is where you can do like faster or slower designs or smaller or bigger designs, depending on power uses and stuff. Then you need the actual chip. These days, we put more than just the core on the chip, so we call it a system on a chip, because you see the little yellow boxes up there, that's the actual cores. But at the side, there's lots of other stuff. Peripherals like you'd need for Ethernet, USB, MMC. You also need like clock trees and a memory controller so you can have external RAM. You need lots of stuff inside a SoC. And all of those peripherals you can usually buy from like different vendors, so you can piece together your own SoC. Kind of like in the old days, you would buy a network card and a graphics card and an IDE controller and plug into your computer, just on a very small scale. Lastly, you need the actual board, because like the SoC can't run anything on itself. It needs like crystals for timekeeping. It needs different power levels. It needs something called decoupling. It needs the external RAM. It needs PHYs to like translate between the digital world inside the chip and what you actually send on the wire. You need connectors so you can plug in your USB stick into something. And they can be small, like the one at the top, that's like Raspberry Pi sized, or they can be big and put into like a cabinet so you have something that looks like a real computer. I think it's important to understand all these three things when I go forward. Because I'll just go, and here, this part I have too many slides, so I'll try to make this quickly. So in the beginning, there was Sci-Fi, and that's basically started by professors and PhD students from Berkeley, where the RISC-V instruction set originates. And one thing that's important to understand about them is that they're not in the business of selling chips or boards. So what they really want to sell is just the designs, the core I was talking about, but also other stuff. So in 2018, I think it was announced here at FOSDEM, they still made the Unleashed board. And as you can see, they designed the core, they produced the chip, and they also produced the board. And the reason they did that, even though what they really want to sell is just the top part, the core, this is like a tech demo to show the world this works. And it does work. I mean, I have one at home, and it runs. Not so fast, but it runs. it's also like a very simple chip. It only has like an Ethernet controller that's fast. Everything else is super slow. they did sell this core to, for example, Microchip. I'm sure it's a big company. You might know it. And here you can see it gets a little more interesting, because here you see Sci-Fi designed the core, sold it to Microchip, who produced the chip. And then they also created their own Icicle kit board that you could buy, but lots of other companies made boards with this. And I mean, it's a nice chip. But what it is, it's an FPGA with some RISC-V cores on the side. And it's good for that, but you probably wouldn't buy it just for the cores, because they're like the first generation of Sci-Fi cores, and they're not fast, but they work. They can run. In fact, it's supported quite well upstream in Linux. And that's also why you see BeagleBoard, even in 2023, a Beagle board made the Beagle V5 with this chip. Well, wrong way. Okay, 2 years later, there's like the second generation of Tekdomer from Sci5. And as you see again, they made all three parts, the SoC, the board, and of course, a new core they wanted to demo. But something interesting happened here. There's a Chinese company, Star5, who also produced their own chip, but with the same core. This was like a test chip for their upcoming product, the next chip. So, and it's the slides is a little misleading, because actually the Starlight board over there was first. There was like 800 out of them. I was lucky to get one of them. And then, unfortunately, BeagleBoard and Star5 broke up. So